get ready to laugh your ass off.
I'm ashamed God made me a man.
I don't think God's doing a lot of bragging about it either.
What's happening, Captain?
We gotta come into that ending a little better.
That's like hitting a brick wall.
I know.
Well, hello there. My goodness, it's been a while, hasn't it? I can't even remember the last time I recorded a podcast. It's Denise from the Lesbian Lounge and mylesbianradio.com. Hope everyone's well. As I said, it's been a while, and I want to apologize, but I also want to explain. I'm in England. And it's there's seasons here. I know, living in Florida for I don't even know 25 plus years. You only had hot. That was your season, just hot. And over here, you have all four seasons. So it's hot, mild, chilly, and cold. And here's the thing: in the summer months when it's hot, they don't have air conditioning. So I found that sitting at my kitchen table with a fan on was the only relief. And what that sounds like on a podcast is having a turbo engine in your living room. So it was really difficult. The software, recording software, picks up everything. So having fans on 24/7, I really wasn't up for turning it off just to talk to you guys. I'll be honest. It was too hot. And then on top of that, in addition to having the fans on, there was a building across the way from us that is being converted into flats. So there was, is still today. It rained a little bit, so I guess there's no workers. What happens is with them drilling and pounding and hammering, and it just, it didn't sound good. So there was a lot going on, and it just didn't make for conducive conditions to record a podcast. That's my excuse, and I'm sticking with it. I don't really have that much to report. Like I said, it's summer's over. We're well into fall now. Pumpkin. I don't see the pumpkin craze happening over here the way it does in the States, but it's pretty funny to see all over social media. So I guess, now the weather is, as I sit here talking to you, it's 52 outside, but it's not gray like everybody thinks. It's actually quite nice. The leaves are starting to fall. It gives me a new challenge for my backyard, because the summer's challenge was bird poop. And it's my own fault. I got no one else to blame. I feed pigeons, and pigeons poop on me in return as a thanks. The whole leaves thing is going to be excellent, I'm sure. But that's what you get, and I don't care. Like, I don't mind raking. I think it's kind of fun, and no biggie. Let me get you caught up a little bit. I guess first things first, I'll just jump right in. My book is finished. The title is called The Player, which is fun because it's kind of a take on a lot of different meanings. The main character works in the theater, also serial dater. So, it's got a couple of dual meanings there. So we went with The Player. It's finished and it's been submitted to a publishing house. So we'll see what happens. I'm really doing this in the traditional manner. I had an editor. The editor is doing also the submissions. And I'm just sitting back. Now that the work is done, I'm just sitting back and letting the editor handle all that comes along with it, any kind of negotiations, and we'll get back to me with what needs to be tweaked, if anything. And I'm pretty happy with it. It's not, you know, it's not the next War and Peace. It's just a happy little first crack at a novel, I guess. And I'm excited. And I want to thank Katie Bennett Hall from formerly from Planet London, who is helming Planet Publishing, and for her expertise and guidance and patience. Oh my God, patience. So, yeah, thank you so much, Katie, for everything. And just to let you know, I've got my title and my plot, my outline for the next one. And that one will be called Strawberry Wine. And that's a little bit about what it's like when you have to, when you've been away from your home where you grew up, your family and friends for a while. And then you've got to get back there. You've got to go back there. So, well, you know, we'll see how that goes. Aside from that, I'm taking a crack at the job hunt again. And this time it's going a little bit better. I have a sit-down with a woman that owns a really cool venue just down the street from here called The Brook. And it's right on our high street. And it's quite a cool little trendy hotspot. Like it looks like a little vintage sweet cafe in the front, but it's really music based, and it's got a recording studio and a bigger back bay that's been converted into a stage area where they do open mic nights and all kinds of music stuff. And I'm really, really hoping that I get this. It seems really cool. They have a vegan menu. I had the vegan pancakes and vegan butter the other day when I went in, and they were actually quite good, so I can't recommend it enough. It's right on Manor Road if you're in the Wallington area. So that's pretty cool. Everything on the home front, fine. My cat Bruce is still a bit of an asshole. Gemma's cat Ollie is still the perfect son. No big changes there. What else? I don't want to get into politics, but what are we talking here? Like 26 days left before this election over in the U.S. And I'm nervous. Sometimes I feel better. Like, obviously, I feel better with all this Trump grabbing the pussy. with that coming out, I feel a little bit better. I feel like maybe people will start seeing what kind of sleaze he really is, and what this all means to him, because this is my take on it. Being a reality star and being on television wasn't enough for him. That kind of fame it was enough to think that he was allowed to grab girls by the pussy and whatnot, but and get away with it. But my God, being the president, what is that going to entitle him? You think it entitles him to? It's going to be spectacular in his mind. So I think this is kind of hopefully giving people a window into exactly who he is. This sham of wanting to do the right thing for America and making it great again, it's just all bullshit to get him to be able to stick his head under any skirt that he wants from here on in. And I think that's what we're seeing. Sickening as it may be, that's what we're seeing. And I know that this election is dividing people like something fierce, man. I mean, you can't put a post up on your Facebook page without someone, sharing their opinion about it. And the Trump supporters are passionate, just like the Clinton supporters are passionate. And it just causes some major rows. And it's just like, ugh. I guess what I'm saying is I'm fucking over it. I can't make it any clearer. I think anybody that's got brains, that's just a logical person, maybe that doesn't share the same level of frustration at the government, I think those people understand what's at stake, whereas I think that people that are supporting Trump for some unknown reason, I mean, they feel like the country's in shambles and everything is so dire, and I don't get it. And, a lot of my good friends and family members are Trump supporters, and I look at them and I look at their lives and I think, what is so bad? Like, I just don't get why they think that the Obama presidency has been horrible. You know, that this racial divide is his fault, and you know, the taxes. And I mean, I think to myself, oh my God, you've got decent jobs, decent houses. You've got a fantastic family. You don't have a want or a need for anything. And I don't really understand like where all the hatred stems from. And I guess I didn't even realize it was there before this campaign started. And it is, it's really eye opening. And you know, I have to force myself not to disconnect from these people. I mean, a part of me wants to so badly. But I realize that it won't mean anything to them. I get that, you know, and so it's not worth the effort of me getting ruffled anymore over it. And I'm just really sick of it. And I hope that everybody exercises their right to vote. I hope that you're registered. I know that Governor Skeletor Rick Scott for the state of Florida extended the registration deadline. So that's helpful. Anybody that was going through or preparing for Hurricane Matthew, you know, you may have thought you missed your window, but you didn't. So there's still time to register. You still have to get out there and vote. My God, do the early voting thing. You know, that's happening all over the place. And it just, you know, maybe it'll alleviate a little bit of stress about the whole situation of going and having to stand in lines and take a half a day off of work or whatnot, you know, on the actual voting day. Do it early. I mean, you can, so you may as well. Find out where your polling station is, get ready, you know, get yourself together and just go do it. I think it's probably the best way. Because I'll tell you what, I wouldn't want to be standing in line and having to have any kind of interaction with anybody at this point, because I just don't even have it in me anymore. I don't have it in me anymore. I'm glad I got to mail my vote in. That's all I'm saying. I didn't have to see anybody. I didn't have to discuss anything. I didn't have to stand in the line. I just drop it in the mail. And I did. So we're good. You know, that so much has been going on too. You know, I feel like right now, to find any little glimpse of news or what's happening, what kind of events are going on, what's the deal, anything other than election, really having a hard time making any kind of headline or mainstream media support right now, because it is all about this fucking election. So, you know, I don't really have that much news or anything to report on. Some of the, you know, sometimes I still, use the Lesbian Lounge, as part of, social media to keep in touch with listeners and friends that we've developed over the years of having the podcast. And I'm really happy that folks like Julie and, Sherry and Lori, you know, people still post things in there. They still post stuff about, you know, lesbian events that are coming up and stories of interest to our community and whatnot. And I appreciate that. I think it's a cool way to keep in touch, and I'm glad that we all still do. I do want to give a huge shout out to Weezer. You guys remember Weezer from the Cooter Cafe podcast. Her and Brenda are going through some real tragic stuff there. And anybody that's got a minute, a dollar, an hour, or you know, any kind of maybe following that they could get the word out, that they desperately need some help. If you can make a donation, Weezer's got a crowdfunding campaign going. You know, the medical bills are stacking up. Things you know, are getting really, really overwhelming. Like I wrote to her. I donated, of course, but I also wrote to her and said, you know, maybe trying to get some community support, you know, and I don't just mean lesbian community. I just mean like neighborhood community where they're at, you know, bake sales, car washes, anything to raise a couple of bucks to just knock some stress off of the situation that they're in would be helpful. So if anybody's got any ideas or whatever, contact Weezer. If you have an idea, if you have one of those great neighborhoods that would get together and do something, you know, geez, try and raise some money and donate it to the fund that Weezer's got going. It'd be a great idea. I also want to give a shout out to Weezer. I mean, sorry, Joe Schmo, Joe Schmooze, Joe Seal. We love you and we miss you. JJ, I hope everything's going well with your knee recovery and whatnot. Bacon, just for you. Boobs, just for you. I feel like I've been like really out of touch because I haven't done a podcast, and then I just feel like disconnected from everybody. But I'm still here, and I know you're still there, and that's the important thing. So thank God, really though. I know with politics and everything, it's making Facebook almost intolerable, like barely bearable. But it's still a great way to keep in touch, and I do appreciate that. So I just want to give you an idea of some of the upcoming events that we've got going on. Julie's posted at Carolee's Comedy Corner, Saturday, October 15th. That's going on in Massachusetts, and you can see Amy T there. Fortune Feenster is fucking everywhere. I'm really, really super happy because I don't get Hulu, so I don't get to see her on the Mindy Project, but I do follow her on her personal Facebook page, so I get to see all that cool stuff that she's been up to. I think she's in New Orleans, so keep an eye on Fortune. You know, there some big news last week was that Grey's Anatomy star Sara Ramirez came out as bisexual, which I don't know why it wasn't like this big, stunning, huge surprise, and I guess it's because we relate to her so much as her character, as Dr. Kelly Torres. But I thought it was really cool that in a speech at the 40 to None Summit in Los Angeles on Saturday, she just included that in her speech, and it got picked up like crazy, and that's cool. You know, some old friends back in Florida that I remember, just kind of on the party circuit type of thing. High Top Gale, you know, God bless her. She's still out there doing her thing. And there is a Autumn Harvest Dance at Lake Emerald Clubhouse in Fort Lauderdale on October 22nd. It starts at 8. They've got a DJ and it's a bring your own booze. So if you're interested in that, which is happening in, like I said, in Fort Lauderdale, you can call for tickets at 954-274-8537. Cool stuff. Suzanne Westenhofer, always a friend of the show, has been on many, many times, making the rounds in P-Town. And if you don't follow Suzanne, I highly suggest that you do, because she's out and about everywhere, which is way cool. I've seen a couple of really good articles lately about people that are just kind of like, they're just, they've been around for a while, but they're kind of now just getting some of the recognition they deserve, like Beth Pryor over here in the UK in Diva Magazine. Shout out to Beth. Woohoo! Speaking of Diva Magazine, they've been purchased, lesbian owned and operated now, Linda Riley and Silk Bader. So congratulations to them, and thank you for continuing to put out the magazine that lesbians want over here. Also, congratulations to Orange is the New Black star Samira Wiley and her girlfriend, writer of on Orange is the New Black, Lauren Morelli. They got engaged, and that went nuts on social media. Hope that goes well. That's fantastic news. You know, I did also, I saw this article that was 16 celebrities who came out this year, which was pretty cool, kind of culminating on the fact that October 11th was National Coming Out Day. You know, and those of us that are already out, you know, it puts us in the position of support. Like, if we know somebody that might be struggling with it, that maybe has confided in us, you know, that are you know, a little bit torn about what to do and whatnot, you know, offer your support, offer your advice. You know, but basically, I say, you know, support and celebrate. be kind and be ready, because you don't know who's going to do that. Also, I saw a pretty cool little interview with my old pal, Mark Gilbert. And the MIFO LGBT Film Festival is happening in and around Miami and South Florida. So that's pretty interesting. You can go to www.mifo.com and see what's happening and what's going on. That's really cool news. What else have we got, y'all? Oh God, more Taylor Swift. I did not plan this playlist. It's just pretty much cranking out whatever's in my iTunes at this point. If you're not following Randy Rainbow, I highly recommend that you get on that boat, because that guy is freaking hilarious, and he's actually probably, in my opinion, the star of this election. Excellent stuff. I posted a few things. I don't know if you guys remember, a while ago we had some UK fashionista friends over here, Stella and Lucy, that are really grounded in fashion. I think Lucy is a lecturer at London Fashion Design. They've made their own clothes. They've had their own line. But they really, what they do is they fight for LGBTQI rights, and that is downright fantastic. And they're making headlines. They've been in GayStarNews.com with their Chihuahua Dolly Parton, cutest little dog you've ever seen, who they dress up in all these cool fashions or whatever, and Dolly is out there to promote the LGBTQI rights, and that is fantastic what they're doing. Also, the Women in Comedy Festival over here, Manchester area and surrounding, put together by Hazel O'Keefe, and her wife Carrie Lee is a comedian, out comedian over here. And this goes on for October 20th through the 30th. Womenincomedy.co.uk. Check it out. See who's performing in your area. Good stuff. I hope all of you got to see the Will and Grace one-off episode that was out there to promote you getting out there and voting. It just made me miss them so much. Everybody seemed to fall right back into their roles. Good laughs, good points. And I was just, it was just like a moment in time. It was fantastic. I watched it like twice, I think. No, I'm not lying. I'm gonna, that twice is a lie. I'm gonna say probably like six times. Very good. Also, Julie Goldman, hello. One part Jewish, one part lesbian. Julie Goldman is out and about as well. You can find out how to bring Julie to your campus or venues at info@outmedia.org. We love Julie. Oh my God, we love Julie. If you get her to your area, you must simply go see her. Honestly, I guess that's really about it. So much has passed. So many things have happened. Can't really comment on all of them. But just know that I'm here. I'm here. I'm lurking like Donald Trump behind Hillary Clinton at that town hall debate. I am always there. Always here for you. If you would like to write in, it is the Lesbian Lounge Podcast at gmail.com. Would love to hear from you. Really, that's about it. So I'm going to sign off. It was lovely to be back. I know this is nothing like what it used to be and what it should be, but as the winter months approach and it starts getting dark at 3 o'clock. And maybe the work across the street dies down a little bit, and it's quiet, I will be happy to be doing some more of these. So, listen, it's been a blast. Take care. Love you. Miss you. Mean it. Follow me on Twitter, @LesbianLounge. Keep your eye on the Lesbian Lounge page on Facebook, and there's also the My Lesbian Radio community, and Claire Lydon's podcast, The Lesbian Book Club. We've got Ragtime with Heather and Nicole. Funny Business, the last one we did was with Suzanne Westenhofer. Good stuff on the mylesbianradio.podbean.com audio stream. We try and get something up there all the time. So if it's not me, it's still going to be something. All right. Miss ya. Love ya. Mean it. Bye. I won't just survive. Oh, you will see me thrive. Can write my story. I'm beyond the archetype. I won't just conform, no matter how.
Unchecked.